you where there's the opportunity. I am not just a pretty face.
We all know that's a fact, my friend.
Also, assessments just came out yesterday.
I've also actually come up to a bit of a new way of thinking.
Oh, here we go.
Oh yeah, no, I think you'll like this.
This sounds groundbreaking.
I think there's so much going on or going to happen this year that could sway things.
I think that'll soften for sure.
See, I don't know if it will.
I think it will. I think you're gonna have a daughter this year.
Jeez.
That's my crystal ball take for the day.
A daughter.
Yeah.
Ready? Jay. Oh look, on the phone. Looking through Instagram. Heaven forbid you should not know what Cardi B has been up to in the last 15 minutes. Do you know who Cardi B is? Are you young enough to know who Cardi B is? Or is it because your daughters know who Cardi B is, that's how you know who Cardi B is? Oh, that would be the fly that you've broken.
Yes, I know who Cardi B is.
The way you say that, it makes it sound like you do not know who Cardi B is. But nonetheless, welcome back everyone to 2022. Sharp Stories.
We're back.
Oh, we're back.
We're ready to roll.
We're back. We've got turtlenecks.
You're in a goddamn turtleneck with a blazer. I'm not even going to start with you today.
Ryan Serhant wears turtlenecks.
Ryan Serhant makes $15 million a year. American. He can wear whatever he would like.
So it's just about earnings now, is it?
It's always just about earnings.
You need to earn a certain amount before you wear something. This, sir. It's called Latest of Trends. You cannot comment on my fashion when you're recording this video with a broken fly.
It blew open.
Nothing blew open, let me tell you. Absolutely nowhere near to being blown open.
Cool.
But here we are, we're back, 2020 new turtlenecks and broken flies, and we are ready for some predictions.
That's what this one's about. We're gonna predict the future.
Because our famous line of, we don't have a crystal ball.
I think we do now.
Even though we should, because pretty much everything we say comes true.
Fact.
It's almost like we know what we're doing.
No, we just have crystal balls.
Yeah, that's the more, there'll be some people who watch this and be like, they have a crystal ball, they don't know what they're doing, they're getting the information from somewhere. Nonetheless.
Ball in the office.
So, okay, let's talk about three main things. I'm trying to count three on my hand.
It's three different in England than it is here.
No, I'm just dyslexic, so trying to work it out. Real estate market.
Real estate market. Where it's going, not where it's been. We don't care. Where it's going.
Yep. Precious metals. Are you gold, most importantly?
Silver.
And
the economic metal. Okay.
Would you like to publicly exchange your thanks to Neumeier?
Nope.
No? Is this what this is going to be?
Nope.
And three, crypto, everyone's favorite.
It's interesting out there.
Because 2022 is going to be an interesting year. And here's the reason why for all of these things. So I do believe, against popular opinion, we're coming to the end of the pandemic.
Is my mic on? Can you hear me?
If not, that would be better if not.
Okay.
End
of the pandemic.
I do think we're coming closer to the end of the pandemic.
No, not even close.
So
2 years minimum left.
Okay. I'd love to see that you've turned optimist in 2022 moving onward.
This is the year of a positive McInnes, but I'm not going to get
I think the last right X amount, the last like 45 years have been the year of the positive McInnes.
Oh.
And it's still never arisen.
The last two max.
Okay. So it's an interesting one because I think there's so much going on or going to happen this year that could sway things. So when you talk about the real estate market, you've got, is there going to be more inventory coming to market?
We got to hope. We got to pray.
I think so. I don't think demand is personally going to be as high this year. One of the main things with that, I think they're going to up the rates. Do you still feel they're not going to this year?
I think they're going to go through the motion and they'll up them. Mm-hmm. And then I think they will hit a point. Mm-hmm. And then they'll bring them back down.
Okay, so the rates are going to go up this year.
Minimally.
Okay, but anyway, the rates are going to go up. You've got, when it comes to like the US midterms, which obviously has an effect on the stock market and gold, and then of course Bitcoin will have something to do with that as well. And then obviously Bitcoin crypto is at quite a high anyway.
I think that'll soften for sure.
See, I don't know if it will.
I think it will. I think a lot of that money is real estate's different. It has more reason behind it, but I think that market, as well as the gold market, is a lot inflation worry put a lot of money into the crypto market, I feel. So as that worry starts to dissipate, as they're talking about cutting QE, blah, 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 I think that's why we're starting to see that tick back down. So my thought is that it's actually going to be lower at the end of the year than it is now.
Okay. But this will also be interesting as well, because I think depending on what happens, so when our socialist government finally like has to start paying back, has to start paying back the exorbitant amount of money. I think Margaret Thatcher...
When you say paying back, I mean...
vastly into amounts of debt, i.e. you and I have to start paying back.
Taking tax dollars, filtering them through their bureaucracy, and then taking the change that's left over and putting it on the debt.
So I think it was Margaret Thatcher who said...
Oh, we're going way back.
Oh, yeah. Who said, socialism's great until you run out of other people's money to spend.
Well, now it's just Bank of Canada's numbers on a screen to spend.
Well, but eventually that has to be, anyway, we could go into a whole conversation about this. But when those things start coming back in, there's already been talk of like the wealth tax on unrealized gains, big corporations, that's already started off with the banks, insurance companies.
Carbon. In the US, yeah.
Like, no, even the NDP, they were trying to put forward a wealth tax.
Unrealized gains though, US, I haven't heard that in Canada.
And yeah, and then they were trying to put on the wealth tax there, and what's the other one? I've forgotten what it's called, but I just mentioned it. The banks and insurance companies getting additional tax. There's been talk about taxing companies on profits made during the pandemic, because apparently no one's allowed to make profit during the pandemic. So all of these things come in, and I think those push the others, like Bitcoin, crypto, Ethereum, all that kind of market as well. And I've also actually come up to a bit of a new way of thinking.
Oh, here we go.
Oh yeah, no, I think you like this.
This sounds groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking. And I read this in Forbes, actually.
Forbes?
So you and I, when we've spoken before about like precious metals and crypto, we've kind of been like pitching them against one another, as in like, you know, the phrase crypto is digital gold, and you know, are people gonna hedge their bets in gold or silver, precious metals, or are they going to do so in crypto? But I think, and I will crypto take over the precious metals market? And you were saying in the younger generation, they're more looking to do crypto, and I would agree with that. However, I think they can both work in tandem.
For a couple of handfuls of years before one loses mass market favor to the other, in my opinion.
So the thing is crypto is still relatively new.
Yeah.
And as much as the younger generation will go for it, I think there's still a large portion of people who are not young and like to go for the safe investments of precious metals, gold, etc. And there are people who don't trust crypto yet. And so for now, I think it's just another way to hedge the bet, and both are going to see that as opposed to one being the other. So I'm opening my heart to make ways for more ways to save myself from the government.
So diversifying into both of them as a hedge.
So I just think that we're not going to see, at least yet, one completely run away with it and the other one completely lag.
No, I think it'll be like a 60-40, and so it'll probably stop at a 70-30 split.
70-30 crypto?
Yeah, in like a decade.
We're not predicting 10 years, we're predicting 2022.
I'm just telling you what I think. 2022, no. There's still too many old people that will just rely on gold because it's
old. What are we defining as old, Jay? Why don't you want to put a number on that one?
60 plus.
Granddad's going to be furious with you.
The big man? So that, I think, is going to be softer at the end of the year. Precious metals, I've just lost my love for them. Still got like a speck of love, but I think it's gonna be slightly higher. Mm-hmm. Like $2,000 gold, it won't hit $2,100.
I think $2,000 gold, Gold runs to 2,000. That's still a pretty significant increase.
You've always got to compare it against the US dollar. And blah, blah, blah. Gold has done nothing in the last handful of decades.
Where are we right? We're 1809, yeah. So we'll round up to 1810 right now.
But the real estate market, going backwards down the list, I think we will see continued demand. I do think we
at the levels we've seen last year?
Yes.
I don't think so. You're absolutely... No, I don't think so. But
I think we will see continued lack of inventory, because if you think about it, the majority of the market is, we'll say, the regular working class. Everyone likes to pitch the rich, the foreign buyers, all the expensive stuff that no one can touch anyway and will never be able to. Mm-hmm. The majority of the market, I'd say, is like maxed out at 4 million lifetime, single family, normal jobs, give or take double average economic income earned over their lifetime, which is like 55,000 a person, so let's say 110 a person. I don't think anyone's going past, for the bulk, up to $4 million in real estate. With that being said, that market, I think, is going to, so 4 million and down, I think is going to stay tight. And the problem is that wages don't inflate with inflation like real estate does and stocks do. So even though your assets may have gone up, you're just, who's adding to equity with cash to buy up? That's why, in my opinion, we've got such a lack of inventory now, because no one can afford to buy up. And why move laterally? It's too expensive. So you're relying on
downsides. So is the question, if I sell this, where do I go?
Exactly. And not a lot of people are willing to like sell here and move to the farm, move to Squamish, move outside. Some will, for sure, especially now that like working from home is more common, but I don't think the masses are doing that. So I think we're gonna have little inventory, little movement, tight market, or 2022.
Okay, I think the entry-level market is going to slow down. That's like, I would say, under the 750, 700,000. I think that's gonna slow down, because even if they do incrementally increase the interest rates, a lot of those buyers are stretching already to the max to be able to afford something, and so any slight change makes a huge difference there. So I think that will slow down. I think towards the end of the year, and this is an out there prediction, like I was saying before, I think those million to 1.5 condos, I think we'll start to see them move, because I already feel right now there's not anywhere near enough activity on those levels of condos and they get overlooked easily. So I think that will move, especially if we see the continued demand for houses, because assumably that keeps on pushing up and up, then supply and demand, along with, to your point, what can people afford? People are going to deter from that and then start looking at, you know, nicer condos that they can live in, 1 to 1.5 million. I'm kind of on the houses. I'm a little bit undecided, because already, like, a lot of these developers and people want to build, it's all about the numbers. And even some I'm looking at and I'm like, how are you making money on this? Like, are you buying and banking that it's going to get you more in the future? You know, you're in a negative right now, because I mean, I look at some of these things, I look at some of these properties and I'm trying to work out the numbers in my head, and I'm like, does a builder really want to go in to be negative and then hope it increases in time? Or even now, like 50, 100 grand, you want to go through building a home, just all of that comes with it, for a possible 100 grand at the other end? You're just gonna hope that when it comes time to sell that you're in a good position?
If they're builders, number one job, then a lot of them, for sure, because they have a crew that they need to keep employed.
Yeah, so, but I'm talking like your mom and pop builder, you know, like the guys who are, they're buying single family homes, they're building them into duplexes, and they're gonna sell off each duplex.
Then no, I think that part of the market will hesitate for sure as the numbers get tighter, because it's not worth the headache.
So I can see that kind of slowing down. I do think that we'll start to see more inventory on market, partly because I do think demand will slow down. And that's just purely because it's been so high for so long, and that gets reflected in prices. And to your point, there are just not as many people earning enough to be able to afford these, so naturally you're going to see some sort of slowdown. Quite a few pre-sales completing this year, early next, so I'm interested to see what happens with
pricing.
With those, both in terms of pricing and what we look at as in people defaulting on mortgages and stuff like that. I think that's one of the ones, everyone always says that, all of the naysayers love to say, wait until these complete, there's gonna be so many defaults, banks are gonna be screwed, so on and so forth.
The banks are well funded.
So I think it's gonna, and then it seems to never happen and time seems to go by and everything seems to be okay. But I've got to go with, I'm undecided on detached housing. I think I'm gonna stick with what we were talking about a while ago, that I do think detached housing is gonna see a change, because I think it's at levels which just can't be sustained for these levels of earnings and
and
so forth.
Also, assessments just came out yesterday.
Ooh, have you seen any? What was yours? Yeah.
It's despicable.
Did it go up or down?
Oh, it went up. Highway robbery.
Yeah, it's...
It went up almost $200,000, which is almost, which is like 20%.
Yeah, but, okay, but, to play devil's advocate. Is it now more than what your place is worth if you were to sell it? Okay, then.
But all it is a mechanism for tax.
Yeah, of course, but.
So June of last year, they figure it was worth this.
Oh, I'm aware of what it is.
Which is ridiculous.
But
anyway, and then I did that listing presentation this morning, and he's got a 1,100 square foot Olympic Village condo, and it went up $7,000 on 1.1. $5 million.
Told you, where there's the opportunity. I am not just a pretty face.
We all know that's a fact, my friend.
So
you're getting old. Yes, obviously in the detached market, there's more room always. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was interesting.
So that's my thoughts for where you're looking at opportunity-wise on real estate. Precious metals, having spoken to people who are in the business, and from our discussions, probably on the same level as you, I don't think it's gonna fly like astronomically when, you know, it was soaring at the start of COVID and the stock market crashed. And he who shall not be named dropped all of his stock for like $30,000.
Oh, the big man?
Dollars, just because they thought it was gonna be like apocalypse or it was, zombie land, it whatever
was,
it was.
It was entertaining for us. I've lost faith in that just because I've had faith for so long and just been kicked in the, in the nay-nays for so long, but yeah, no, that's right. But back to the other one, assessments are out, so you can, as you know, dispute. Mm-hmm. Never dispute higher. It is of no value to your market value, period. It is simply going to cost you more tax. Now, if you want to give your community that you know and love more money to filter through the government and then throw some change at the schools and whatever, that's great. But if not, don't dispute up, always dispute down, if it makes sense. That's not financial advice. And the all the other taxes that we've got now, the speculation and vacancy declarations have got to be done this month. Yeah.
I thought it was February. They have to be submitted by.
Vacancy is this month and speculation, I think it's February or March.
All these additional taxes.
It's disgusting.
All these additional taxes, they need to get their money back.
Is that all we want to forecast? Use the crystal balls for today?
Yeah, unless there's anything else that you want to put out there.
I think you're going to have a daughter this year.
Jeez.
That's my crystal ball take for the day.
A daughter?
Yeah.
That poor girl, if I have a daughter. That is remain to be seen, but...
it still happened by, like, December.
We'll, I want to...
Join the team.
I want to... slave labor.
It's the best thing ever. They can't get you for it either. Not if it's domestic.
That's my own daughter, 1,000%. My wife would have my head.
No, it's education, okay?
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up. We're going to keep this video so then we can refer back to it next year or at the end of the year, if we're right, of course. if we're wrong, then everyone would have forgotten by then. It's okay.
You'll never talk about it again.
Yeah, we've still got that one follower anyway, so just be lying to my mum and then we can move on.
So next week we're going to do the December 2021 numbers.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that going to be entertaining? We'll make it entertaining, but is the fundamental of that going to be entertaining in your opinion?
I'm kind of like way up when we do the updates because it's a lot of the same, and because it groups so many individual factors into one, as we break down when we did the, like, if we followed the numbers pricing. Yeah, and it's like the big thing is now that the board released, and I get why they release it, but they like the year in review stats. And if you look at it, it's like, oh my God, record years, like 47% up or whatever it was over the year. And it's just like, it means nothing. Like,
again, and taking that back to the assessment conversation, the assessment that you'll get from your realtor is not the assessment you're going to get from.
Yes, and you, when you're writing offers, never look at the assessment as a reason to write an offer, because
it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant, and they'll, especially if it's lower, like most places, you'll laugh, I'll laugh, your realtor will probably cry silently in a room without telling you, but no value whatsoever.
No, no perspective to market at all, mm-hmm. if you care about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think that's it. So you decided to wear the same color jacket as me today, even though I messaged you this morning and said I'm wearing blue, so don't wear blue. You have decided to say, I don't care. That no words is true. No words, yeah.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week, guys.
You can't talk about anything with the goddamn turtleneck.
I can talk about everything with a turtleneck.
Do you match your socks?
Ooh, to my blazer I did, unintentionally. And the fact, well, actually, when I say it with a turtleneck on, it sounds more profound. The only thing I'm missing is scotch and a cigar and a gentleman's lounge.
And a $15 million a year income to justify.
How do you know I don't make $15 million a year?
Because I know to the penny how much you make a year.
No, my investments bring back.
That it's not 15 million. I wish it was. I do wish it was.
TD's at an all-time high today. I got the notification. You got the same notification.
And then it just mattered how many shares you have. Do we want to answer that?
I'm not prepared to discuss this. Before.